Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of MMA Diaries, and I'm your host Nitin Patrick. It's been a long time since I was away because of my voice not working, but I'm back again. And today we are talking about UFC 285. What a killer card it was. The main event, John Jones vs. Cyril Gane, Valentina Shevchenko vs. Alexa Grasso, Jeff Neal vs. Shakhmat Rakhmonov, and Gamroot vs. Turner, and the prodigy Bo Nickel vs. Jamie Pickett. And this was one hell of an event. Everybody was expecting the GOAT, the greatest of all time, John Jones, move from light heavyweight to heavyweight. He took 3 years for it, and boy, it was worth it. It was just within under a minute that he submitted Cyril Gane. It was crazy. Didn't expect that to happen so fast. Was expecting Cyril Gane to give a good fight, but Cyril Gane has a lot to work on his ground game and his jiu-jitsu, I would say. But let's talk about John Jones. He is back, baby, and he is going to be a big problem for the heavyweight division. And it just seems that nobody has figured out John Jones yet. This is just crazy, simply crazy. A guy who has an immense reach advantage, but who has an immense fight IQ. Nobody has been able to crack the code of John Jones. It's just amazing, and he is just getting better and better with every skill set and every time that he takes off and tries to learn and get better at it. And now his next opponent is definitely going to be Stipe Miocic, the greatest of all time in heavyweight in UFC. So let's see how that goes, because that's a fight which John Jones wants to cement his legacy. Oh God, he's already cemented his legacy, so there's nothing more to be done. The other co-main event was Valentina Shevchenko and Alexa Grasso, and this was a steamroller where we expected Valentina Shevchenko to just steamroll her opponents like she has done with her previous opponents, breaking them piece by piece, and she was nearly on the way to do that. But Alexa Grasso, the Mexican-born fighter, was just somebody who was standing toe-to-toe with Valentina for quite some time. Until there was a switch which Valentina got and knew how to handle Alexa till that time. But Alexa just she just got hold of one of the errors that Valentina made of a roundhouse kick and grabbed her back and cranked her and submitted her. And that was an opportunity which she took, and as per her, she was waiting for that opportunity because she knew it. This exactly reminds me of the replica of what Leon Edwards did with Kamaru Usman. Waited for that one opportunity where he knew that that kick had to be applied there. That's what they did. That was pretty amazing. She capitalized, and she's now the first Mexican female who has won from the flyweight division, and can't wait to see a rematch happening, because there is a whole lot of talent that is there. But this is something where I think Valentina feels that she was winning and she needs to prove herself again. Well, in the welterweight, it was Shakhmat, the unbeaten Uzbek guy, 16-0. And Jeff Neal, the hands of God. My God, what a back and forth fight it was. From a welterweight point, which is a division which is stacked, and mind you, stacked with Kamaru Usman, Leon Edwards, Kobe Covington, Bilal Muhammad, you name it, enough and more killers are there. And this is a person who is just 16-0 and still not reached the top 3 or the top 5 yet, which is very strange. But now that he got into a pay-per-view event and he has shown his mettle, I think it is really good for him, and now he would be getting up those kind of fights which will really help him. This guy is good at the ground, good at punching. He is good at standing up as well, and he knows his angles. And it's very, very interesting to see how he fights. He's a well-rounded fighter. He does have the experience of the Dagestani and, you know, China and various other regions where he comes from, the Mongol region. But that really plays in a part in how he has molded himself. And he is a force to reckon with, I feel. But let's not forget, Jeff Neal gave him one of the biggest fights. And this was a back and forth war, 3 rounds of war. And when Shacklebolt got the neck, it was just in the last final seconds. It was probably 4 minutes to 17 seconds that he got his neck, and he cranked him. This was an amazing fight. Well, in the other fights which we had, Gamrot proved his point by getting a decision win over Turner, which is pretty interesting, I would say. The other important fight in this fight card was Bo Nickel, the prodigy who is the wrestling prodigy, who is just 3-0, has come into the main cards against Jamie Pickett. And my oh my, in round one, he gets the submission, if I'm not wrong. Yes, it is the submission. And that was approximately in round one, 2 minutes to 54 seconds. My God, this guy is going places, and he's still just 4-0 now with his submission attempt, with his wins. And I really want to see him go at the top, because with his kind of grappling skill sets that he has, where he's calm and composed, and he can punch too, he's getting to enjoy punches. Guys who come from wrestling and transition to MMA is such a good thing to watch, because they have wrestling in their arsenal that they can bring about, and how they can use that at any given point of time. But then they get so good with punching that they forget about wrestling as well. I hope he still maintains his wrestling base, which will really help him, and which will catapult him to the top 10 or top 15 for now. And let's see how that goes. Well, in the prelim cards, I think one of the most important fights which I wanted to see was Dricus du Plessis versus Derek Bronson. And he won the fight without any issues, with a KO in the second round. Since we can't see that because it's in the preliminary cards and we only get to see the main cards. But that was something which was very interesting to see. And Ian Gary, the Irish talent that has come out from that stable again, he is 11-0 and he has also won. So these are the breakout stars of this event. Now it's very interesting, because now our heavyweight, our welterweight, and our middleweight is really poised, and we have some killers in those divisions. Now let's watch out for the new batches of stars that are coming, along with the old ones, John Jones, the GOAT of all time.